Why is that black and white? Is that last week's? Yes, it is. I mean, last month's. Blue Ridge Biofuels. Oh, I put it in this book. I did.
What are you looking for?
This month's agenda.
Last month or this month?
This month.
There were copies right out there.
Agenda. I go and get my book all set up and put stuff in it, and then I can never find it. And then.
Well, I sympathize. I'm right there with you. It's okay.
I think I get nervous when I'm looking and don't see it. Okay. The meeting is begun. I will make a motion that we approve the agenda. Will somebody second that?
Sure.
Okay.
I was just thinking if we could do motions. It's kind of a form of voting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we can do motions. We just can't actually make a decision about anything. So Pam made the motion. Jan seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Will somebody make a motion that we approve the recording from the previous meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve that.
And I'll second it, so that's Kevin making the motion and Pam seconding it. All in favor of accepting the minutes? Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Okay, now we can read the germane part.
Subject, Environmental Advisory Committee Letter of Support. Presenter, Environmental Advisory Committee Representative. Attachments, yes. A letter of support from the Environmental Advisory Committee. Summary of request. The Board of Commissioners is requested to approve the attached letter of support authored by the members of the Environmental Advisory Committee for an application being submitted by the City of Hendersonville, the City's Environmental Sustainability Board, and the City's Tree Board to become a certified Bee City affiliate. The committee has worked with the applicants who have requested this letter of support for the program's application. This program is designation awarded by the national nonprofit Bee City USA, which endorses a set of standards for creating sustainable habitats for pollinators, which are vital to the feeding of the planet. Cities, towns, and communities across America are invited to adopt these standards and become a Bee City USA affiliate. Other Bee cities in North Carolina include Asheville, Carrboro, and Matthews, Talent, and Ashland. Oregon are the only other designated cities in the U.S.
We're at the cutting edge.
Hendersonville is already a certified Bee City, and this program will augment educational awareness efforts and best practices to enhance habitats for pollinators and bees locally. The Environmental Advisory Committee supports the city's application, as only municipalities are eligible to become designated affiliates. Through this letter of support and future efforts, the Henderson County Environmental Advisory Committee will assist the city's Environmental Sustainability Board and Tree Board with pollinator education and outreach, as well as best management practices to ensure healthy pollinator species thrive in Henderson County. Board action requested. The board is requested to approve this letter of support from the Henderson County Environmental Advisory Committee for an application being submitted by the City of Hendersonville, the City's Environmental Sustainability Board, and the City's Tree Board to become a certified Bee City affiliate. Suggested motion, I move that the Board of Commissioners approve a letter of support from the Henderson County Environmental Advisory Committee for an application being submitted by the City of Hendersonville, the City's Environmental Sustainability Board, and the City's Tree Board to become a certified Bee City affiliate. And here is the letter. Dear Sirs, the Henderson County Environmental Advisory Committee supports the City of Hendersonville's application to become a Bee City affiliate. We have been studying the bee die-off and think that having an active Bee City group in our county would be most beneficial to the Henderson County farmers as well as all other residents. Sincerely, Chairman.
Okay. Now that's in the record, which is good. We are, of course, all invited on June 11th to the pollinator meeting. You can get free milk pod plants if you go. Anybody here going to be able to go?
Yay, you're it.
You're our liaison then. Jen is our official liaison, and we'll report back.
Oh, good. Okay.
What else?
I'm going to go too. So
you're going to go too?
I see the few on notes or whatever.
Okay, why are we talking about biodiesel some more? Is that just left over from a previous?
The committee didn't decide if you were going to continue your discussion or do other research, so I didn't know if
okay.
But you can't really
do anything.
Make a decision
anyway. Okay. I'm going to jump ahead. Our next meeting is August 6th. Now that Alan is gone, do we still want to meet every two months?
I have a feeling I'm not here then, but let me check. Anyway.
My suggestion is continue it to see if we get new recruits sometime soon. Applications coming in. Somewhere to recruit to get back up to the number we should be at. That doesn't happen. Of course, we'd have to probably cut back.
I spoke to David personally and thanked him for all his work. I mean, he's a very loyal, had been a very loyal member of the committee, and we're going to miss him. So I hope we get some other nice ones.
I mean, I'm free August 6th.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I am, too. My phone is charging at home. It ran out at my last meeting.
I thought, I'm climbing Mount LeConte, and I thought it was a 3-day trip, but apparently it's only a 2-day, so I may in fact be there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I can let you know for sure, okay. Closer to the time.
Yeah.
Shall we keep that date?
Yeah.
We'll keep that date.
Okay, we've got, we ought to be able to decide we're here. My husband's in an organization that was having trouble gathering people to come in at 7:30 in the morning for a men's breakfast. And somebody made the bright idea that, well, maybe we should be having a lunch because this is a terrible, a lot of people here are retired and they didn't retire in order to have to get up at 7:30 in the morning again. And then, so they took a vote of all the people that were there at the meeting. They decided to continue to meet at that god-awful time. Okay, I have a neat disc here that's the sort of flywheel for the green movement. They're calling themselves the blue movement. He makes some very interesting points. And there's a number of things that you'd want to say, hey, about. But I think it's important to see the other worldview. So if you're game, do you want to watch that since it's just us chickens?
Why not?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I mean, before we do that, can I ask about one thing? According to our charter here, we're supposed to be giving an annual report come July 1st of each year.
I got to do that, huh? Oh, how many days?
That's, less than a month now.
Thank you for...
Yeah, I'm sure we thank you.
Reminding me.
Can you follow up with the clerk to see what the procedure would be?
I'm unaware of having done it before. But
yeah, so I don't know. So thank you. I'll find out and I'll email you. Like,
doesn't mean we shouldn't be.
It's probably something very simple.
Yeah. Like,
just
what did we do?
What did we accomplish this year? And the Bee City, of course, is
the one. And I can't think of too much else. Talked a lot.
My first meeting was the Bee City one, so I can't help you.
Self-educated through
some of that. Yeah, true. We did learn stuff. I was more into that incinerator idea that worked so well in Europe, where they have large metropolitan areas in a small amount of area to pull from, and had to give that up.
No,
but it was interesting learning about it.
Not everything that works in Europe will
work here. It's like the... I love that train between Paris and Brussels. And it's nice and it's pleasant. And I would use it all the time if I lived there, but here we're so spread out.
Yeah.
That
here you got an Amtrak system which is costing us billions of dollars per year,
mm-hmm.
and has never made cent one.
Mm-hmm. It's part of that is because they have to refund our money for a trip we took, where they overbooked. The lunch car, the dining car went out, so there was no food. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I had to threaten to bite a conductor if he touched my child. My husband had already given up his seat and was hanging out in the men's room with a bunch of guys playing poker. So we, of our four seats, we'd given up one already, and I had a sleeping child. And believe me, in a train or an airplane, you want that child to sleep.
Yeah.
And he was reaching over me to move her, to give her, you know, put her on my lap and give the seat to somebody else. Oh. Threatened to bite him. I meant it.
I don't think that has a whole lot to do with their overall.
No, they
had to give us our money back.
There was a report that I heard just last week that the food that you mentioned, they lose millions of dollars just on the food.
It's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
They lose money on it.
Isn't it amazing?
So, I mean, there's a lot of instances like that. We just are.
How did
Europe.
We get a nationalized?
We do not want to be like Europe.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah. We really don't want to give up our. Everybody has a little patch of ground that's their own land.
We're individuals.
Yeah. The rugged individual. They took the world, shook it, and all the rugged individuals rattled off over to
We
here.
Are still the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
Why do we want to be less great countries?
Why do we want to do what we left to get away from?
Right. So.
I don't know.
I mean, they were so. How well are they doing?
And I've read studies that show that bus transportation using the HOV lanes is actually just as and maybe more efficient per head of moving people than doing the train, fast train, which I just love.
Mm-hmm.
Trains are so romantic.
You read a lot
They're
of fascinating. Like, yeah. I read an article on... And did some research on, they experimented with no signs, no traffic signs in towns in Germany, and claimed that they got a lot fewer auto accidents, a lot less, you know.
Because people weren't reading
because
the signs.
Because you're not reading signs. You're not being told what to do, so your driving actually becomes more careful. It was an experiment, and it seemed to work. They claimed it worked. However, could you see that experiment here? No, it would not work.
Providence around. Not on the record. If all my signs said fart, I'd want to take them down too. Back on the record. I had a friend that did a fart film where he took pictures, drove around, and just took strange friends I had. Okay, want to listen to the movie? Are we ready to do that? I'm going to take notes. The last time I watched, I didn't.
Dan, I've got this. You don't have this information about Rachel, man. If they handed out a tree board, it's about an upcoming meetings in Asheville.
Oh,
in Asheville.
No,
I don't know that we have that one.
Thank you.
They handed out a tree board meeting Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, thanks.
Lisa Wagner's going to be talking about native plants for pollinators on Saturday, June 13th.
Oh, that's the one at the Botanical Garden.
Yeah,
yeah,
that might be worth
signed
coming
up
to.
For that.
And Sunday, June 14th, nationally known Nature and Bee photographer Clay Balf. He's got more guts than I have.
Some of the city folks were apparently going to do that, and because they handed the thing out.
We have some people at our church that are planning the gardens at church, and
I'll just give that to the college.
Thank you, thank you.
That was in the Asheville paper this morning. It was in one of them.
Okay. We've been here 4 years, and I haven't been to the Botanical Gardens yet, so this might be an impetus to get me out there. I was going to take my grandkids to the Lego
mm-hmm. Oh, that's
thing.
The Arboretum. This is the Botanical Garden. It's up on the edge of UNCA.
Oh.
So it's definitely in Asheville, not out where the Arboretum is.
Okay. Now I've got two things I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Let her rip.
Do you want to get the light switch so we can see? Ouch. Okay, bear with me.
You all right, Pam?
Yes, my stupid knee. It's fine if I don't sit down. The ones far to the right, when the light switches.
think that's better.
Is that okay?
I'm going to take the shades down to the right next to it.
So we technically have till 4:30 at the very latest to be here, so
go as far as we can.
It's up to y'all.
How long does it last?
It's an hour. We don't
and what's it about? Murder mystery or comedy?
It's a flywheel to the Green Movement. That makes some very interesting points. More people do not mean worse environment. Economic prosperity does not mean worse environment. The more wealthy a country gets, the better it takes care of its environment.
It's taught in schools. I mean, that poverty countries are worse on the environment. They just are.
Talks about CO2 pollution. Talks about the politics of the green machine. It talks about some property rights things, some Agenda 21 things. What's Agenda 21? Most people don't know.
Thank you.
Why don't we just start it?
Let's
and
do it.
Go. Yeah.
And if you want to talk,
get half of it,
if you want to talk, we'll turn it off and talk. Mm-hmm.
So what is the? I can't read it. Does it say?
Main menu.
Right there would be number one, is green best.
So the play.
The screen before this had a play, which should have been what you wanted.
Math, and I've done the math. If you take the whole world's population with the population density of New York, they would fit in Texas.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, anybody that thinks that we're overpopulated has never flown in an airplane.
No, because there's lots of open land.
Okay, play.
The government owns most of it.
Try living in Colorado. This guy lives, I think, in California. Or Oregon.